This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. An accomplished 70-year-old engineering professor feels he is slowing down. He moves more sluggishly in tennis and misses balls that he would have hit a few years ago. At the end of each day, he feels more tired than a few years ago. He finds he can't remember former students' names, although he clearly recognizes their faces. He finds himself asking staff at the grocery store or students in class to please speak up. This morning, he lost his car keys and found them a short time later in his front pants pocket, the pants he was currently wearing at the time. He wondered if this was a normal part of aging or if he should be worried. Clearly, he was already worried. Statistically, a 70-year-old man can expect to live 15 more years, and he has a better than 50% chance of reaching the age of 90. His chances are better the higher his socioeconomic status. In fact, the greatest risk for poor health is poverty. To answer his question about whether this was normal, I needed to ask some more questions and order some tests to rule out other causes of illness. What worried me more, though, was a question from my medical student who was working with me. She wondered, isn't he just really old and on a rapid downhill slope? He's already lived a good life. Well, that may be true. He may have lived a good life, but it ain't over. Disability is not a required part of aging, but the risk of disability certainly increases as we age. Our job is to work as a team with the patient, to promote healthy choices, support a high quality of life, and minimize disability. Most importantly, my job is to know the patient, to understand their values and what's important to them, and be available to them. This last requirement has proven the hardest. Being available means not having patients suffer through a nasty automated phone menu that ends up with long periods on hold only to talk with a clerk. In fact, the clinic I work in no longer has telephones. Being available means allowing patients to call and leave a message or text the doctor and expect a return response in a reasonable amount of time. I have recently been scolded by clinic administration for texting answers to patients who text me with clinical questions. Yes, hospitals and clinics have EMRs, electronic medical records, but when you're sick or old or disabled, EMRs are not a substitute for leaving a phone message or texting with your doctor. Perhaps the best way to learn the importance of a doctor's availability to a patient is to become a patient yourself with a need to contact your doctor for something that's worrying you. As for the 70-year-old man, there were few cures for his problems, but for each, we could offer him assistance that offered the chance to improve the quality of his life, and we could offer the reassurance that we would deal with his aging together and I would be available when he needed it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.